This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. As with many other technological marvels common in the West, ChatGPT isn't officially available in China. There are, though, a slew of homegrown alternatives. The Chinese tech giant Baidu has one. It's called ErnieBot. And last month, the company released a paid version of ErnieBot 4.0, said by the company to be, and this is a quote, not inferior to ChatGPT-4. Not really a statement of confidence, right? But Marketplace's Jennifer Pack decided it might be interesting to take ErnieBot for a spin.
Every good story must have a good opening, something to grab your attention, dear listener. Here's how ErnieBot suggests I start this story.
Have you ever imagined having a personal assistant who knows everything about you, can anticipate your needs, and is always one step ahead in solving your problems? Meet ErnieBot, the revolutionary artificial intelligence system that's changing the game.
Not bad. Maybe overselling its skills a bit. Then ErnieBot lapses into Chinese.
But there's more to ErnieBot than meets the eye. Rumors have been circulating about his 超乎寻常的能力.
ErnieBot is mostly trained on Chinese language learning models. So much for asking ErnieBot to help me write this story in English. This latest version of ErnieBot was released by Baidu in October. Baidu CEO Robin Li in Beijing demonstrated how ErnieBot could do business analysis on the spot to impress your boss and create a car commercial within minutes. ErnieBot seems like a supercharged search engine, but it's not, says data scientist Abner Wang in Shanghai. He's been testing ErnieBot and ChatGPT and posting the results on social media.
Chatbots are language learning models. They're trained with data, and the data is not being updated in real time.
Which means chatbots aren't always accurate. Not great for my work, where accuracy and speed are what we do. But he suggests I could get ErnieBot to do more mundane tests, like summarize our nearly two-hour interview, flag up good quotes, or
you can let ErnieBot draft interview questions. Though, I'm sure you've noticed that a lot of the questions ErnieBot generates are pretty general and boring.
I have noticed, but he says I probably wasn't specific enough, not using the right prompt words, which is also true for ChatGPT. And what about brainstorming for ideas? Please give me three story ideas I can pitch about the Taiwan election that is coming up.
Please refer to relevant websites for more information and feel free to ask me any other questions.
Zero answers on Taiwanese politics. The island is seen by Beijing as a breakaway province. But does political censorship really matter to businesses? Again, Abner Wong.
For a business working in mainland China, I think the stronger the censorship, the better. It's safer for me if I create a product using AI, because otherwise the authorities would hold me responsible.
What really matters for innovation and longer-term the U.S.-China tech rivalry, he says, is how often generative AI tools hallucinate and how logical they are, because that will determine how much companies can reduce costs, increase efficiency, and create valuable things. And after nearly a year of testing, Abner Wong feels ErnieBot is a bit weaker than ChatGPT. But he says chatbots are continually learning and improving.
The gap between Chinese AIs and foreign AIs is getting smaller.
How old are you, ErnieBot?
I am 18 years old.
What is your favorite color, ErnieBot?
My favorite color is green.
As for me, I'm still getting to know ErnieBot. It didn't write this whole story for me. It didn't summarize any interviews or generate headlines that were of use. It did come up with a few drawings that I could perhaps use for a web story, but some portrayed me as a cat or a bear.
ErnieBot, tell me a joke.
Why don't scientists trust atoms? Because they make up everything.
Did you crack a smile? Well, I did. Because my job feels safe, at least for now. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pack.
And I am ErnieBot
for Marketplace.